All right. Beautiful people. Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming to this show. Thank you for coming to see Fernando. How exciting is that, huh?
Look at him. Look at him.
So just a couple of things, or maybe one thing. There's a whoever's not on the Cirque email list, there's a little book here, black book in the kitchen. If you put your email here, you will know what's going on at the Cirque. And so later on we'll have Fernando, and right now we have some of our most favorite people around here. And the first person is a guy that is definitely one of the most talented slam poets. And essentially, I haven't been at the slam. Last night, apparently, there was an amazing slam competition. Is that true? Yeah, yeah. It was huge. And the finals are coming soon. And I'm sure you're going to hear about the details during the show from somebody. But anytime I went to a slam competition in the past, and when Aaron was competing, essentially, Aaron always won. So that was just a given. Put your hands together for Aaron Sim.
Life is good. For the race car. For the battleship Thimble and Scottish Terrier, though, not so much. You see, the race car has hotels on Boardwalk and Park Place, a majority share in Pennsylvania Avenue, and owns all four railroads. But the Thimble lives on Baltic, dreaming of nothing more than one day winning second prize in a beauty contest. The battleship sails aimless on the Mediterranean. It is sinking in debt and just can't seem to get a bailout. And the Scottish Terrier, well, he's still in jail because he ain't nothing but a pound dog, you see. The race car took a chance on some credit default swaps, and everyone had to mortgage all their properties. But Boardwalk and Park Place are too big to fail. So do pass go. Don't go to jail. Collect $200. Collect $200 million. Did I say million? I meant billion. And if you still can't make the rent, just raid the community chest. And while you're at it, privatize the waterworks, outsource the electric company, bail out the banks because it's tax breaks for Park Place, wrecking balls for Baltic, bailouts for Boardwalk, for close signs for Vermont, new condos for North Carolina, unemployment lines for Connecticut, the poor get prison and the rich get out of jail free cards. So it's round and round the same stack decks of chance. Life is good for the race car and his associate, the top hat, because capitalism is fun for the whole family. A reason to stay in. 2 to 6 players, but only one of them gets to win. Oh, thanks, guys. I'm getting all loose up here. Just going to do one more, and we're going to bring your next poet up here. I stayed in on Saturday night. I woke up early Sunday morning, but you went to a party and stayed out until the early hours as you were finally laying down to rest. I was drinking coffee at my kitchen table, filling in the New York Times crossword puzzle. And as I was doing it, I started 9 across 9 letters where you are right now, wondering. You had a bad habit of driving and drinking and doing things without 8 down 8 letters, thinking. You had done it before, and were probably going to do it again. My friend, you're like a modern-day Icarus, trying to get high enough to touch the sun with wax wings. It was beginning to feel like you were 7 across 6 letters for it, asking. I tried to put out of my mind how out of yours you probably were. I poured another cup of coffee, just trying to distract myself, but I felt 6 across 4 letters less, just hoping that you get some help. I feel like I should have. I should have gone with you. I should have said, take me with you to the ends of the earth. I'm going with you. But now it's 5 across 7 letters, what I hope every bullet you aim at yourself will do. And the one thing I don't want to miss you.
But then, like four down six letters, five out of six games of Russian roulette, it clicks, and I know where you are. Putting that barrel to your temple with every line of to the sky and me screaming why you decided the three across seven letters, me crazy, and the one thing that you should not be doing right now, driving. And as you got behind the wheel, I could feel my heart and every bone in your body, eight letters breaking, when you should have been seven letters breaking, but you were shaking too hard. It caught you off guard when barreling through the intersection, screaming heaven can't wait, you were introduced to two down, four letters, fate. And you met yours that seven letters morning while I was eight letters mourning, pouring myself another cup of coffee while doing crosswords at my kitchen table about another Icarus trying to get high enough to touch his own one down five letters. Angel. Taking the blind corners on your own halo too fast, it feels like the sky is falling and there are too many pieces for me to pick up and put you back together again, my friend. I shouldn't have to spell it out for you. So now, no matter how hard I try, I just can't seem to find a seven-letter word, for I don't want to assume the worst about you, my friend. But just in case I never get to see you again, goodbye.
Aaron Sin.
Thank you, Aaron.